Hi there and welcome along to another workout for you to row along to. Today's workout has appeared recently a couple of times in a slightly different form, making it a mid-tier workout when we've done it over the past couple of weeks. But today, because we're adding in another interval, it's pretty much going to be a top tier. You're going to end up working pretty much at max by the end of this workout, okay? Because what we're going to do is 5 8-minute intervals with 3 minutes rest in between. Sounds all right, doesn't it? But those 8-minute intervals, we're going to break into two halves. Okay, so you're going to do 4 minutes at 24 strokes a minute and at 2K plus 12 pace. And then the next 4 minutes, you're going to do it 24 strokes a minute, but you're going to really increase that pace and do it between 2K plus 5 and 2K plus 7 pace. Now, before I've said 2K plus 5, but today, because we're doing five of them, I'm giving you a little bit more leg breathing room, whatever you want to call it. And you're also getting a little bit more rest in between them. So although I'm saying it's going to be a top tier workout, I'm also being a little bit nicer by giving you a little bit of a range for the pace and a little bit more rest. But because we're doing five intervals of these, it is going to get tough, all right? So just prepare yourself for a workout that is going to work you hard. So make sure you've got water and all that kind of stuff. Now, we're going to just do a 4 minute warm up for this today. But if you feel that you need to pause the video to warm up more, then please do. Or when we stop the warm up, have a quick drink and then do some light rowing while I recap all that kind of stuff. Just make sure you're nice and warm for when we kick in to the main session. But trust me, by the end of the first interval, you're going to be warm. Anyway, so let's get into that 4 minute warm up of which I spoke. Okay, so start off by setting up our machine. If you haven't already set up your drag factor, then please set it there. On a concept two, that's the lever on the side. If you don't know what drag factor is, then please do check out the video I've got on this channel. I set mine to run about 120, 125 right now. If you're on a different machine, then just make sure and set the resistance so you get a good weight out the stroke, but you're not having to heave against it in order to get the machine moving, all right? Next up, go to your monitor and set it to eye height if you can, so you're not having to look up and you're not having to look down, both of which will kind of affect your posture. And finally, if you can set the foot stretcher height for how your feet sit, then set it to a point that you're able to come to the front of the machine with your shins pointing in a vertical position comfortably, okay? If your feet are set too high, you can get a little bit bound up there. If they're too low, you can go flying straight past, which can hyperextend your back and things and cause power leaks, and nobody wants that. So this 4 minute warm up, we're going to do 18 strokes a minute. And to start off with for the first minute, the power from your legs is just going to be kind of like a body weight squat, okay? Because I want you to work on the timing between your feet, that's not your feet, and your hands. At least I've got my hands right, all right? I'll explain as we get into this. Here we go then. In 3, 2, 1, go. So just enough of a push that you're not kind of losing your stroke technique. Because all I want you to do is make sure that as you push with your legs, your hands pick up the flywheel or magnet or whatever it is that your machine has at the same time. If you push too soon with your legs before your hands pick up, your backside goes scooting away from you. And you'll hear like a whoosh first. If you pull too soon on the handle, you'll suddenly feel you can't quite get that connection from your legs into the machine. You just can't push. Whereas when you get it right, with a forward lean and straight arms, you should really feel like you're surging the power into the machine. And so for this next minute, start building up your pace. Maybe try to get close to 2K plus 20 pace. And what that means is that you row a 2 kilometer time trial, divide the result by 4. That gives you your average pace to row 500 meters in your 2K time trial. And that's your 2K training pace. So when I say 2K plus 20, you row 20 seconds slower than your 500 meter average pace in that 2K test. So if you did it in 8 minutes, your average is 2 minutes, you would row at 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Okay, one stroke. Let's put one foot on the ground. Continue rowing with the one that's still strapped in. And make sure to give a good push with that leg and still think about the connection between your leg and your hands. Try not to over-lean at either end of the stroke, which is quite easy to do when you've only got one leg in. Swap feet. And then just carry on moving with your other leg. It is quite easy to overcompress at the front with only one leg strapped in. So try and just think about a 1 o'clock lean into the front of the machine. Don't go too far. Okay, both legs in, legs nice and straight, and roll with your back and arms. So swing over your hips and then pull in your arms, and then push out your arms and swing back over your hips again. And try to only go between that 1 o'clock forwards and 11 o'clock backwards. Again, it's very easy to go very far on both ends when you're just using your back and arms, but try not to overdo it. Okay, let's roll to the front of the machine with straight arms and forward lean, and just press out with your legs, holding your forward lean and straight arms. So don't worry about power from your legs. This is just about teaching you to drive out in this forward lean position, and also helps with the connection between your legs and your hands too. One more. Ooh, and we're all done. Now, like I said, if you want to carry on warming up and have a quick drink and just do some very light rowing to keep your heart rate up and stuff before we start today's session, which I'm just about to recap. Okay then, so today's session is 5 8-minute intervals with 3 minutes rest in between. And those 8-minute intervals are going to be split into two halves. You're going to do 4 minutes at 24 strokes a minute and at 2K plus 12 pace, which is quite intense on its own. And then with no rest, you're then going to jump straight into 4 minutes at 2K plus 5 to 7 pace at 24 strokes per minute, which will be a little harder, obviously. But then you get 3 minutes rest, but then you have to do it again. Then you get 3 minutes rest, then you have to do it again, but then you get rest, then you do it again. Is that four or five? You're doing it five times. If you've done these before, when it's the 4 times 8 minutes and things, then you'll know that this kind of gets up there in terms of intensity. Hopefully that extra 30 seconds rest in between each interval will keep this at a point where it's you're going to manage to get to the end. Okay, that's really what the point is that I don't want it to be... I'm not programmed this that it's going to be so tough that you're not going to get through it, but it's going to be really hard work to get through it. For those doing the 10K plan, this is week 8, session 1 of the 10K plan. So this is the last of the toughest sessions as we then kind of taper down into the end of the week, which is when your 10K row should be if you're planning on doing one. Okay, so this is the last of the tough ones. It's almost like a last hurrah just to make sure you've got that power and the energy system's all kind of refined and stuff. Okay, if you're not doing the 10K plan, then it's just, it's a great tough workout. Now pick your starting point, that 2K plus 5 to 7 for our, like the, when we go into the 4 minutes. And then think about, well, do you want to set on that 2K plus 7 to start? And then towards, as we go through the intervals, do you want to speed up? It's up to you. But I'll talk about that during the row. No point in me talking about it now. So here we go then. So we're going to start off 24 strokes a minute, 2K plus 12 pace. Okay. In 3, 2, 1, go. Right. Now, 24 is a nice simple stroke rate to row at because it's one stroke every 2.5 seconds. So hopefully by now you've kind of fallen into the groove of it. And then it's just about working out how much of a leg push you need to give in order to get you up to 2K plus 12. Remember, I always talk about leg push when it comes to your pace. I don't say, oh, you have to pull harder in order to go faster, because that's not actually the point of rowing. The point is to get that power in there
from your legs, and then your arms, for most of the stroke, are just a conduit for that power. And then only at the back of the stroke do you finally pull with the hands to add in proper power, arm power, biceps and stuff. But the majority of the stroke and the majority of the power that goes into it is from your legs. And there's various technique positions that need to come into play for that to happen properly. And that's why in the warm-up I was talking so much about the connection between your feet and hands, but also why I was so constant about wanting to have that forward lean position as you drive with the legs. That forward lean to the front of the machine and keeping your arms straight at the same time means that as you push your legs into the machine, effectively thinking about pushing the machine away from you rather than thinking about pushing your body backwards, then that forward lean, straight arms gets that power efficiently into the machine. Okay, 3 strokes to go, then we're going to increase pace. Here we go. So increase that push. Same stroke rate, but really think about more of a push with your legs. Might take a few strokes for you to get used to exactly how much of a push you need to put in order to get to the pace you're looking for. Now I'm aiming for 2K plus 7 as we start off this workout, and then I'll maybe look to improve as we go through it. But I'm a bit tired today. I spent the morning yesterday on a climbing wall and even though there's no real cardio element to a climbing wall, just hanging on and all the muscle power you need really tired me out. And my shoulders feel as though they've been pulled out of their sockets. So just to make sure I don't do anything silly. I'm looking to sit around 2K plus 7. If I can improve, I will. But at the same time, I'm not worrying too much if I see 2K plus 8 every now and then. Like I always say, it's really important to listen to your body, especially if it's tired or showing signs of pre-injury, where tendons and muscles are a little bit stingy, as though one wrong move could cause a problem. Okay, 6 strokes to go. 4, 3, 2, 1. Ah. That was certainly what I thought it would be in terms of certainly make you warm if you weren't after the warm-up. Oh, my mouth went so dry halfway through that as well. Have a drink. So I had intended to record this session yesterday. Not today, but I got home, had a nice day, just kicking about with the family. It was a good, 6 hours later after being on the climbing wall. Got my roll-long t-shirt on and my shorts on and stuff. Wandered into here to make the video. Started the warm-up and I was like, you know how I do. You may have seen me do like an impression of a zombie for how you come forwards. You kind of, as you come to the front of the machine, you make sure and be nice relaxed arms like a zombie. Because you never see a tent zombie. But I was like that the whole stroke. I was like, oh, what's going on with my arms? Couldn't feel them at all. Because the point is that you come in nice and relaxed. But then as you take the stroke, you kind of brace against it. You're still not tensing. As you pick up the handle, you're not like, not an angry zombie. You just brace against it. But yeah, so when I tried, I was just like, I can't get anything into this. And knowing I had to do this, and it did occur to me that I could just have done 8 minutes and talked a good game and said, oh, look, I'm rolling dead fast. And, oh, can't keep up with me. But it was just so obvious that I wasn't putting in the effort. And I was like, oh, so I just, yeah, sloped off into the back into the house. Had nice dinner instead and watched Cloud Atlas. 2012 movie with Tom Hanks. It was alright, it was a bit confusing. I'm never really a fan of a film where it starts up and you feel as though you've joined it halfway and you're like, what's going on here? Even though by the end of it, it kind of revealed itself to what it was meant to be. Still a bit confusing, but hey. Right, another quick drink. We've got just under 30 seconds to go. I'll stop talking about movies. Have a quick drink. Interval 2 coming up in 15 seconds time. So make sure and reseat your seat if you need to get your bottom comfortable. Have a little wiggle. Pick up your handle. We're going in 6 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. So 24 strokes a minute. 2K plus 12 again. So all we're doing is we just go from 2K plus 12 for the first 4 minutes, and then 2K plus 5 to 7 for the next 4 minutes. So all we're doing in today's workout. And again, if you're not training for the 10K, and you want to really make this a proper high-end workout, or higher, it's like top intensity, then do sit at 2K plus 5 for the faster sections, and then maybe in the last interval try and see just how fast you can go for the last 4 minutes. However, if you are using this as week 8 session 1 of the 10K plan, then I'd rather you didn't do that, because this week is about making sure you have maximum energy, and that means fitness and power ready for a 10K row at the end of the week. And if you go too hard and break the 2K plus 5 pace, you could end up tapping your system a bit too much and not quite having all of the available power and energy for that row. Because it's important, especially with time trials, to understand that it is all a balance between leg power, well, all muscle power really, and fitness. And so you don't want to wear one of them out too much. Like if your muscles have gone, but you still have loads of cardio left, it's quite unsatisfying. All right, so 8 strokes, and then we'll kick the pace up again to 2K plus 5 to 7. 3, 2, 1, here we go. Hopefully you won't find it as tricky to hit the pace that you're looking for this time. Just remember, it's all about leg power. You're not using stroke rate to increase your pace. So it's important that as you get to the front of the machine, known as the catch position, you are set up perfectly to be able to power into the machine and make it go fast. So, arms straight, ready to brace against that leg drive. Forward lean. Let that power surge through your body and into your arms without your core or your back interfering, which is the reason you have your arms straight as you drive, and why you don't grab and bend your elbows at the front, because grabbing, bending elbows fights that leg power, soaks it up with your muscles, which means that not only does less of your leg power go into the machine, it also means that when it does come time to bend those elbows and pull in your arms, if you grabbed at the front of the machine too early, you've wasted a whole bunch of potential arm power. So there's no point having those nutcracking guns. You look like Popeye, but you can't get that power into the machine. Three to go. Two. One. There's 3 minutes to go and three intervals to go. But it's all about the three to go. So, I'm gonna assume that you finished that one just a little bit tougher than the first one. Heart rate's up a little bit higher. You maybe felt a little more muscle activity, a little bit more cardio. I mean, in all, we're rowing for 40 minutes today in the main session, plus four warm up and two cool down, but it don't really count. But you're doing, like I say, 2K plus 12 is no easy pace anyway. If we were just to do all of these intervals at 2K plus 12, I'd put this as a mid-tier intensity on my intensity pyramid, the kind of the bottom, mid, and top. So if this was just 5 times 8 at 24 strokes a minute, 2K plus 12, I'd be right in the middle of a mid-tier workout, because you'd have to work hard, but you'd never feel like you couldn't manage it. Whereas, because of this little change-up, that 4 minutes, that's what then sends this up into that kind of top intensity. And you might not be at a top maximum right now, but by the end of it, you should be. And like I say, if you are feeling this is a bit easy, then make sure and sit on that the higher end, the 2K plus 5, rather than 2K plus 7. This is meant to push you. In terms of the 10K rowing, this is meant to be kind of the last, say, 6 minutes of your 10K, when you're starting to really increase intensity and trying to kind of push to get up to that PB, get your pace really up there, and you should hopefully be getting to that 2K plus 5 and faster by the end of it. So hopefully what you're going through here is going to be that kind of mirror the intensity you're going to feel towards the end of the 10K, the point of it. But it's also this kind of exposure to hardship in these second 4 minute chunks. It's perfect for any distance where you need to be able to hold pace for a certain amount of time and sit in that kind of uncomfortable zone. You don't really, like in a 1K, because it tends to only be like 3 or 4 minutes long, you're not really holding that intensity for like a duration. I wouldn't really say 3 or 4 minutes was like a duration. 2K is probably the first time you really have to hold pace for duration. Anyway, 15 seconds to go, have a little wiggle. Pick up your handle because we're going in 10 seconds time. Starting again at 2K plus 12 pace in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Hopefully, as you get into these first 4 minutes, you are feeling recovered enough for them. That 3 minute rest interval is really there to make sure that you are in a comfortable place to start off at 2K plus 12 again. But as the workout wears on, you'll just find the rise in intensity happens sooner and sooner. So maybe you were 7 minutes in the first time round, and then 6 minutes in the last time round. Maybe this time will be 5 minutes in. But everybody's different. Everyone will have their own strengths and weaknesses on a session like this. That's why I, and pretty much anyone else that's rode for long enough, always says, try not to compare your pace to anyone else. And use it as inspiration, motivation to try and catch someone. But if you are rowing this chunk at 2 minutes 10 pace, and then you see me rowing it at 1:57, there's just a chance that I've just been doing this for longer. I've developed strength and fitness to be able to row at this pace. Same way if I saw someone like, I don't know, trying to think of a name, just someone rowing this at 1:50 pace right now, I wouldn't be like, oh, why can't I do that? I just think, well, if I want to row that fast, I'm going to have to really put in some effort and consistency, try to identify what it is that makes me slower, and not just expect that I should be able to row that fast. Okay, 4 strokes to go. Then we kick it up. Here we go. Remember, increase that push from the legs. and make sure to get that power into the machine. Which happens from that good position, but you also have to work with how you're putting the power in. So it's all very good saying have a forward lean and straight arms as you push, but what about the rest of the stroke? Well, hold that forward lean and straight arms until your legs are about halfway down the rail, halfway through their drive. And when you reach that halfway point, that's when you finally rock your back over your hips from that forward lean into a backward lean. Not too far, pretty much just the opposite of your forward lean. So forward to 1 o'clock and then back to 11. And then as you start that swing over your hips, that's when you follow through with your arms. So goes legs, back, arms. Still feels quick, but legs, back, arms. As if you swing your back too soon, you end up losing power that you can add by moving your upper body mass from a forwards to backwards position, but also the potential for injury if you lean back too soon, because that power from your legs suddenly goes through your lower back instead of basically bypassing your back. 4, 3, 2, last one. Oh. Right. I'm really hoping at this stage you're starting to see the intensity. I know I am, so it's all that matters for me. So as long as I'm training at my intensity, it's tough making a plan like this, like a cookie cutter plan that is meant to work for everybody, especially because especially for the 10K plan, the difference between your 2K pace and your 10K pace I peg it as round about 10 seconds per 500 meters is the difference, but depending on your strengths and your fitness and all that kind of stuff, the divergence between people between that 2K and 10K time can be huge, where some people it can only be like 2K plus 5 for the 10K,
because maybe their top end power isn't great for the 2K, but actually their fitness lasts really well for a 10K. Or the other way around, where it could be like 15 seconds slower for a 10K because they don't have the fitness to, like just the core fitness to carry them through a 10K. So that's why quite a lot of the time I give ranges, especially on this plan, where I've given you like 2K plus 20 to 24, like a quite big range. Or today it's like 2K plus 5 to 7. It's that kind of range to try and help people fit in. Because I don't know what you're like. I just have to put these out there and hope that it kind of hits with most people. If you want a bespoke plan, then pay someone for a bespoke plan. I mean, Sam at Fitness Matters, go to him, he'll set up a plan based specifically for you and your strengths and weaknesses, whereas I don't know you. But then, much like my foibles and my fur face, that's the deal that I make with you for the fact that these are all free, is that I'm putting these out there hoping that I catch enough people in terms of pace and things. And I think if you spend enough time rowing sessions the way I say to row them, eventually you'll probably fall more in line with how I pace things, that your 2K pace and your 10K pace will probably end up being similar because you start to train like how I train. Hopefully you don't speak like how I speak though. I just realised the socks I'm wearing today, these are not rowing socks. God, John. I don't know, I'm sorry, between that and the beard, who knows. 10 seconds to go. Pick up your handle. Coming off for interval 4 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Don't worry about the beard. It's only going to be here for another couple of weeks. Just until Halloween. So I said in the last session that my hair and face fuzz had grown enough that if I just didn't shave it, come Halloween, I could do quite a good Wolverine impression. And I'll try and do a Halloween special. It's a Sunday after all, so maybe that Sunday morning I'll do a live row pro as Wolverine. Anyway, 2K plus 12 pace again in this second last interval. Remember, I love 24 strokes a minute, but that doesn't mean that you should feel lost if you don't. But stroke rate is about rhythm, and not just rhythm in terms of the ratio between the drive and recovery, but also the rhythm and flow as you move from phase to phase of your stroke. And that's especially important when it comes to the recovery as you return to the front of the machine, ready for the next stroke. And it all starts with the finish as you pull the handle in. So if you pull the handle in nice and powerfully, squeeze your shoulder blades together,
finish the handle at roundabout sternum height, then there's a natural bounce of your arms through your tendons and muscles that as you pull in, that bounce, that spring wants to send your arms forward again. Okay, hang on. 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Push it up. Right. 2K plus 5 to 7. Come on. We've only got this one and one more to go. But yeah, what you want to do is get the handle into your chest and then straight back out with no hold, so no pause, but you come in out at the same rhythm, in out, same speed, in out, and that bounce of your muscles and tendons that your body naturally wants to do, let it happen. Let that be the trigger for getting your arms out. And it's something that if you pause, finish with the handle held against you, it's free momentum that you lose. Whereas if you keep it all fluid and moving, using that insta bounce of your arms, that's really what helps with this fluid motion and rhythm of the stroke that I constantly talk about. It's not about rhythm like a drummer. It's rhythm like a dancer. Your bounce happens, your arms start to return, so you just have to help them. But as your arms go out, that triggers your rock back over your hips into that forward lean, so that once your hands are past your knees, they're straight and your back is already perfectly in that forward lean, and all you have to do is bend your knees and you will fluidly roll to the front of the machine. To be continued. One more stroke. Ah.
1 second, Collar. Oh. Hootsmon, this is a tough wee session, I tell you. One more to go. Just the one. Yeah, humour me. Sit up on your sit bones. Kind of feet kind of under your knees, basically, so you look this nice and whatever. And put your arms out in front of you and just pull in. Get your elbows through the side, through your sides. Let's go, pull. So you squeeze your shoulder blades together. You should feel your chest, your rib cage opening up. And you'll feel that bounce of your arms wanting to go back to where they were. I mean, I'm not talking, you don't go, but they return. That kind of, from there to there, which is what, about, okay, well, I can't see. What's that, about 12 inches, maybe? 8 inches? 3 inches? yeah, that kind of forward motion you get for free if you just let that bounce happen. Whereas if you hold it there, you even, as if you do that and try and hold your hands in that position, you'll feel them wanting to shoot forwards just a couple of inches, even as you try and hold them in that back position. And that's the natural springiness of your bones and meat, basically. Drink. And so that's why I say you don't finish in this kind of hold. Yes, mm-hmm, yes, very good, very good. Mm-hmm. Let's get back into the next stroke. It's good as a drill. Okay, if you can do a stroke, hold, analyze. Right, what position am I in? Do 10 of them. Super, but then get back into a normal row and let the fluid. You're just kind of basically just doing this the whole time. Okay, you're just always in the move, always in the move. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. So you go, drive, recover. Drive, recover. Drive, recover. That's what the rowing stroke is. It's not, whoop, 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 whoop. I'm a man of many sound effects. If they're going to cast the next Police Academy film and they need somebody to do that kind of Roger, Roger stuff, I could do that between my lightsaber noises. Vroom, vroom. Fourteen, 13, 12 seconds to go until our last interval. And you can tell it's the last one because I've gone slightly mad. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. One, go. So same again, 2K plus 12, 24 strokes per minute for 4 minutes. Then it's up to you for the last 4 minutes. You can really try and power through. I mean, still stay at 24. But try and see how much power you can get. But that's only if you don't have a time trial coming up. If you do, then continue to stay between 2K plus 5 and 7. But if you've been sitting at plus 7 for the whole row, and you want to make it just a little bit spicier, then push it up to 2K plus 5 for the last 4 minutes. And that will give you an intensity increase without draining your tank by too much. Because remember, this is all about energy. Energy to keep your cardio system going, and
energy to keep the power flowing into your muscles. So all these long, low stroke rate rows are about increasing the size of your fuel tank, making it bigger and easier for that fuel to get into your body and then faster sessions like this one are about refining how your body uses that fuel. If you can train your body to be stronger, it will kind of supercharge your fuel and make you go faster. And the good news is you can constantly grow your tank and refine the fuel just by training. 3, 2, 1. Let's push it up. And then rest days and regenerative rows are all you need in order to refill your available energy tank. The important thing is that you don't run too many intense sessions one after the other, because they burn that fuel quicker. And so if you don't take the rest days or the bottom intensity regenerative rows, then you can end up emptying your tank and then really finding some tough days ahead. But again, the good news is that a rest day or two will refill it again. And the other good news is that if you spend time training, building a bigger tank, if something happens and you have to take like a month off, when you come back, your tank is still as big. You've done all that work, but it just takes a few weeks of training to let your body know how to fill that tank again. So that's just about recovering the fitness that you had already built up previously. It's not as hard to get back there because your body knows about it, but you still have to work at it to get it back. Alrighty, what on earth was I just talking about? 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Sorry, I got a bit caught up in my analogy, but just imagine like a shining hammered bowl. Okay, you know, like it's got lots of dimples around it. It's that nice kind of shiny chrome, lots of dimples around it, and there's this blue shimmering liquid in it. Every day you train, that bowl gets a little bit bigger and gets less and less dimples in it. It's easier to send that fuel into your muscles. It's the way I see it, is this blue just flow of fuel that goes through my body. And then that's why when you push hard like a row like this, that's when you see the blue flame and the blue sparks going off. That's why the row along icon, this must be on the wall somewhere, has blue flames coming off it, because that's the fuel, wah, going out. Do you fancy a cool down? No, I certainly need one. Let me find it. 2 minute cool down. There we go. Sorry, I know this is, at this stage you're just watching a man playing with his phone. Is he on Facebook? No, he's not. Okay, 2 minute cool down. I'm gonna do say 18 strokes a minute. At round about 2K plus 30 pace. You pick a pace that you feel is going to match your intensity that you can then just glide into a nice neutral, okay? So, like I say, I'm going a fair bit slower than I was in the main part of that session. So, 2K plus 30 for me in 3, 2, 1, go! Oh. Well, the good news is that my shoulders held up. For this session anyway, let's see what I'm like overnight. Sleep along, just let me like a camera, a live feed of me sleeping through the night. That wouldn't be creepy at all, would it? I was thinking of doing read along, basically just me just reading children's books. Harry McCleary was ready to play. Love to do that. The problem is that I'd upload it to the Row Along channel, because obviously I've got, right now I've got like 7,000 subscribers, so in terms of trying to get it out there, that'd be a great idea. But then I'm sure I'd see my subscription numbers plummet as everyone's like, hey, what? Is he started reading bedtime stories? I could make them like, instead of Harry McCleary was ready to play, I could say, Harry McCleary was ready to do a 2K. If you don't know what I'm on about, do check out the Harry McCleary books. They're fantastic. I used to love reading them to my kids, especially because the way they're written, although it's by, I think she was Australian, apologies to her if she was, a Kiwi, but just the way it's written, it's really fun to read in a quite a broad Scottish accent. It was a blusterous, gusterous, dusterous day, and Harry McCleary was ready for a 5K. It's kind of like Burns for kids. It's nothing like Burns for kids. Right. Oh, good grief. That's my 2 minute cooldown done. I'm absolutely tapped out from today's session. That was, whether it was after today's climbing wall or
In fact, it'll be interesting to watch this video back and see just how, because I could see myself in the mirror, just how my stroke was deteriorating just because of protecting my shoulders and stuff. So that'll be interesting just to see what I talk about quite often with, as fatigue sets in and you start to do weird things with your technique in order to try and hold the pace, it actually makes you tired or quicker because you're no longer rowing with the right efficiency. And I really do think I was kind of grabbing to protect my shoulders there to try and hold my pace, which is then tiring me out quicker. So this is why you're best to row at a good technique as much as you can. Anyway, so I'm going to go because I'm tired, basically. And also because eldest daughter has just made a strawberry cheesecake. And to be honest, I could just, in my dreams, just taste that the entire row today. So I just want to get back in and have some of her cheesecake. She makes a good cheesecake. She makes a great cheesecake. And then youngest daughter makes a fantastic, she makes like cupcakes and muffins. And she made a tiffin today that I'm just, I'm not going to be a lightweight for long with those girls doing all their cooking. But yeah, anyway, so I'm going to go. If you watch my videos enough, you'll know that I leave a hashtag at the end just for you to use to prove that you made it this through the video. Hopefully you're still stretching and stuff right now anyway, putting up with me. But today I want it to be arm bounce. Okay, so arm bounce. Because I really want, no one ever talks, listen, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is why no one talks about it. But I've never heard anybody else talk about the natural bounce forwards of your arm. I'm hunched like now, but that, like I say, even if you're trying to, if you try and pull in and hold it, you'll still feel that your arms, even if you're trying not to let them bounce forwards, they still, everything wants to come forwards, even though you're holding it. And so it's that natural, the naturalness of your arms wants to go forwards. That's what you harness as you kind of, you pull in and then they come. And all you have to do is just continue that motion to get your arms forward. So you're not really using muscle power to get your arms forward. Obviously, you're losing a little bit, but you're continuing that bounce that way. So that's why I want it to be arm bounce. Okay, next chance I get, as long as no one kind of scuppers me and says, I've come up with a fantastic new way of thinking about arms and makes their own video about it. The next chance I get, I'm gonna make it just this little standalone video. I do it tonight, but like I said, cheesecake. Just to kind of get across, because I think, when I see a lot of people rowing, I do see a lot of robotic motion where they come in and then they hold and then they push and then they swing and then they move forwards and then they drive and then they pull and they hold and they move and they push and they go forward. And that's not rowing, okay? That's dancing like a robot. I don't know why it was like a posh butler doing it, by the way. Oh, hello, sir. You know, I'm pulling, I'm holding, I'm pushing, I'm yes, that's how I row. So it's anyway. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So I'm going to make a video about it. As long as no one scuppers me and gets in there. As long as one of the competitors. Anyway, so yeah, I'm done. Thank you so much for putting, seriously, especially for this end thing. Thank you for putting up with me, putting up with my face. For us to work, like I say, it's October 17th right now. So yeah, because 2 weeks today is Halloween. It's a Sunday, isn't it? I will show you what I look like when I think I look like Wolverine on October 31st, and then I will shave it off, don't worry. But yeah, thank you so much for being here. Do leave a comment somewhere. Just say hi, either Instagram or YouTube or Facebook or wherever. Just say hi and let me know how you got on with today's session. I've recovered quite nicely now, actually. This isn't all this chatting. I'm good. I'm good to go. Should we do it again? No. Stay safe. Be well. Bye-bye.